Hi. This week the question is, why are some churches not good? Jesus prayed to his Father in John 17, verse 17. He said, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." The word sanctify here means to set apart. And Jesus is praying to God the Father, asking him to set his people apart from the rest of the lost world. What separates God's people from the lost world? Jesus said it was God's word, and he said God's word was truth. The scriptures are truth. And since the scriptures are truth, anything that's different from the truth is false. That's what separates God's people from the rest of the world. And furthermore, the scriptures contain all the truth. There is not one single truth that's left out of the scriptures. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible says, "As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue." In 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17, the Bible says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." By putting these passages together and the information in these passages, we put them all together and we learn that the scriptures contain all truth and equip God's people for every good work that can be done. If a proposal is made by anyone and that work cannot be found in the scriptures, then it's not a good work. Because if it were a good work, it would be in the scriptures. For as we have already seen, the scriptures contain every good work. The simple truth about denominations is that they are not good. If they were good, you could turn to a passage in the scriptures and read about denominations, but you can't. You cannot read about any denomination in all of the Bible. Not one. You can only read about the Lord's church. For example, if the Lord's church was the Baptist church, why then people could turn to some passage in the Bible and read about the Baptist church. Surely, if the scriptures contain every good work, and if they contain all things that pertain to life and godliness, people ought to be able to read about the Baptist church, if the Baptist church is the Lord's church. If people cannot read about their church in the scriptures, that alone should be an indication that something is wrong. The Lord's church is mentioned in the scriptures, but the Baptist church is not mentioned in the scriptures. So the conclusion is, the Baptist church is not the Lord's church. The Pentecostal church is the same way. It's not mentioned in the Bible. Why not? If it's the Lord's church, why isn't it mentioned in the scriptures somewhere? The Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints is not mentioned in the Bible either. This is because it is not the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. No one ever heard of this church until the days of Joseph Smith in the 1830s. Community churches are not mentioned in the Bible. For example, Seminole Community Church. I'm just making that name up. Community churches cannot be read in the scriptures. Why not? If the Bible contains all truth that pertains to life and godliness, and if the scriptures contain every good work, then why aren't community churches mentioned in the Bible? The simple truth is, no denomination is mentioned in the scriptures. All denominations are divisive. They divide the world. They divide would-be followers of Christ into different sects. Sectarianism is sinful. Romans 16, verses 17 and 18. Everyone who participates in such sinful sectarianism is guilty of dividing the body of Jesus Christ. 2 John verses 9 through 11. You need to investigate the church of Christ. Now you can read about this church in the Bible in Romans 16 verse 16. Everything the Church of Christ does can be read in the Scriptures. If you're interested, we would be happy to study with you about these matters, either in person, over the phone, or in writing. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words, willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.